The situation that people find themselves is going to be very unpredictable and very unstable. What is clear, though, is that a lot of people claiming universal credit are already looking for work. And one of the challenges that's really important now is that, you know, a majority of these claimants want help in looking for work. You know, they might not have enough hours for what they're doing. They might be struggling financially for one reason or another. They want to be trying to find work and they want help from government to do that. And while the DWP has already started providing some help to people online, that needs to be massively ramped up in the coming months to meet the need we have at the moment.
Are you finding then that a lot of the people who are claiming these benefits, if it is that for the first time they've ever done it, there's kind of a thing like, we don't want to be on this for very long, and they, you know, they want to get back into the job market as quickly as possible?
One of the things that will be happening is that people might expect to not be claiming for very long, but actually how long they end up claiming is going to be very uncertain. So we're going to go back to people in the autumn and then back to people in a year's time, both whether they're claiming or not, to see what happens to them and how their expectations are going. The finance element of it is going to be really tricky for people that are claiming for a long period of time. So benefits are not very generous by design. Universal credit claimants, although not people on other most other benefits, got an extra £20 a week associated with the crisis, but it's still not very much to live on for any length of time. So if people have put in a claim and then they find they're still on the benefit in the autumn, let alone into next year, then it's probably the case that financial struggles are really going to start to bite later in the year, particularly because in lockdown, and this we see from our survey and other work, people's expenses went down, their outgoings. You know, some people's went up for a smaller number of people, but in the main, there's lots of things that you would expect to be part of everyday life you just couldn't do. So financial problems aren't as bad now as they might be in a few months when normal life happens.